Hello and welcome. This is the second part of Sexed Up. And if you are listening to this right now, you should have listened to the first part and should know what to expect. Now, get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. Doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0. Sleep, zero, sleep, just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2 meter thick steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids. Of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once a massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. And then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors. And then you feel as I put a needle
into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there, weightlessly, in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly, and then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. Feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see. It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time as a concept of time itself. growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void, and all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to sex you up even more. That's right. And today we are going to increase your physical sensitivity and also modify how your brain interprets being touched by your partner. And all of these changes are going to make you even more sexual. That's right. Now before we begin, let's talk a little bit about how your body and your mind are processing physical inputs, because for what we are going to do, it's important for you to have a basic understanding how these processes work, so that we can modify them. Now the important thing you have to understand is that our nerves are just pretty neutral sensors. They just send data to our subconscious mind, and it's only our subconscious mind that classifies the data and attaches emotions to them. Now the nerve itself doesn't differentiate between, say, the gentle kiss of a lover and burning yourself, because it's both just data, and it's only your subconscious mind that analyzes the data and attaches the according emotion. And that's why a dentist can use hypnosis to tell your subconscious mind that the pain coming from working on your teeth isn't really pain, and your subconscious mind stops interpreting this pain as painful. Now the first thing we're going to do today is telling your subconscious mind to increase the arousal and pleasure you derive from any kind of sexual stimulation. That's right. From now on, every single time you are sexually stimulated, it will become better and better, more and more intense, more overwhelming, and more arousing. And this increased arousal will naturally condition you to enjoy your sexuality even more. And yet that's not all we are going to do today, because we are going to teach your subconscious mind another amazing trick. Let's go back to the dentist telling your subconscious mind that the pain you experience isn't really pain after all. And in the same way, your subconscious mind has certain criteria to define pain, your subconscious mind has certain criteria to define pleasure. And one criteria your subconscious mind uses to define if a stimulation is sexually arousing is where you are stimulated. Now just imagine that when your partner touches you and your subconscious mind thinks that this is a good opportunity to arouse you, that any part of your body can become an erogenous zone. So it doesn't matter where they touch you, because when your subconscious mind decides that this is a good time to become aroused and your partner touches any place on your body, it will become incredibly arousing and stimulating. That's right. But let's begin by increasing your general sensitivity. Because from now on you will find that whenever you are sexually stimulated, and it doesn't matter if you are masturbating or if you are stimulated by someone else, whenever you are sexually stimulated in any way, you will become a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more sexual. That's right. Because every time you are sexually stimulated, this trigger goes off and it will make you a little bit more sensitive, and it will make the stimulation a little bit more arousing. And because sexual arousal is the best possible reward you can use to condition humans, this is going to reinforce the trigger. So the next time you are sexually stimulated, this trigger will be even stronger, causing even more arousal, causing even more reward, which of course will condition the trigger even deeper into your mind, so that the next time you experience sexual arousal, you will be even more sensitive, and it will be even more arousing, and the conditioning will be even stronger. So you see, whenever you feel any kind of sexual stimulation, no matter if you are masturbating or if you are pleasured by anyone, you will not only become more sensitive, but you will also find that any stimulation will become even more sexual and even more arousing, trapping you in this loop and making you a little bit more sexual every time you feel any kind of sexual stimulation. It will simply happen over time. Every time you experience any kind of sexual stimulation, you will become a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more sexual, and along with it, you will crave more sexual stimulation a little bit more. That's right. And you listen to the first part, so you already know how this works. You already understand how exercising a neural pathway makes it stronger, makes it more natural, makes it more a part of your personality, of your behavior. Or in short, you will become more sexual every time you feel any kind of arousal. It will just play out over time, and every time the arousal will condition this trigger deeper into your mind, will make it even stronger, so the next time you are conditioned even more, which in turn makes the trigger stronger again. Which simply means that from now on, every time you experience any kind of sexual arousal, you will become a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more sexual. And yet, I promised you a second trigger, because from now on, whenever your subconscious mind decides that this is a good idea and it's a good time and place, and your partner or one of your partners touches you, no matter where they touch you, it will become incredibly arousing. That's right. Because I am giving your subconscious mind the power to define any part of your body as an erogenous zone when it wants it to be. That's right. And because your subconscious mind knows that you want to become more sexual, it will find any opportunity that is safe for you and your reputation and make it happen, so that you can become more sexual. And you will know whenever it happens, when you're touched at some harmless place, maybe your hand, your arm, maybe it's an arm around your shoulder or an hug, and out of the blue, the pleasure will hit you like a lightning bolt. You will become incredibly aroused, and it will feel so intense, so amazing, just as amazing as if your partner were going down on you right now. Even if they are just touching you in this relatively harmless way, it will be so overwhelming and so wonderful and so incredible. And this pleasure will stick with you, especially while you are around your partner. That's right, the pleasure will just stay, and whenever they touch you again, as long as it's safe, you will feel this pleasure again, and it will ignite your passion, ignite your desire, ignite your craving for more. That's right. And that's pretty much all that I'm going to do with it, because the rest is up to you. But once you feel it, once your partner touches you and you feel this intense pleasure filling you, filling every cell of your body, this burning heat filling your entire body, this intense craving for more, you will be pretty much trapped in it anyway. And I leave it completely up to you what you're going to do about it. Just enjoy the incredible pleasure burning through your body. And you know this is going to happen from time to time, whenever your own subconscious mind deems the situation to be safe. And it knows that you want to become more sexual, so it knows that whenever a safe situation arises, this is going to happen. And every touch of your partner, no matter how harmless it is, will just fill you with this burning heat, will just become incredibly sexual and incredibly arousing and stimulating. And then this pleasure will just stay with you for as long as it's safe and your partner is there. And we're going to see how you're going to act on it. And now it's time to slowly get you out of this trance and wake you back up again. Now before you wake you up, I want you to allow all my triggers to sink deeper into your mind. And because you listened to the first part, you know that whenever you see anyone sexually attractive, all the triggers from this file are reinforced too. That's right. Anytime you see anyone sexually attractive and your fantasies are triggered by them, you will also know that all the triggers from this file will become stronger. That's right. And now I'm going to count you out. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up more and more with every number. 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware, feeling wonderful. And 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and Goodbye.